the Vans Mansfield Ministries Outreach Church, Faith Over Fear broadcast. We pray this presentation is a blessing to you as we grow together through studying and rightly dividing God's living word. Thank you for tuning in with us. And now, here's your host, Pastor Vance Mansfield.
Thank you so much for tuning into this broadcast today. We are going to continue our study on the secrets of healing. Now, we left off yesterday with a scripture out of 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24. That's 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24. And it reads, "Who his own self bare our sins in his body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live under righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed." Now, you got to understand, sin is defined as to miss the mark. It's just simply defined as to miss the mark. If you haven't heard the previous episode, please go back and listen to the first episode on this. If you are using this to study along in your church or with your family or friends and you have questions concerning what we teach, please go to the website www.pastorvancemansfield.com and you can write to us in the contact us section of the website, and we would be more than happy to answer some of your questions. Now, I want to continue on with the secrets of healing, and we're going to go get into some very special, what I would call keys that unlock the doors of healing. Yesterday, we talked about laying off your traditions, getting rid of all of your traditions, and if it conflicts the scriptures, get rid of it. There's a lot of things that people go through in their lifetime that cause them to believe a certain way about a certain thing. Okay? It's not just one happening that caused them to say, okay, that's it. This is a process. A lot of this comes from generation after generation of hand-me-down doctrines, which usually originated from illiterate people that didn't understand what they were reading to begin with. So they just went with it, or someone told them something and it sounded good, so they went with it. Paul said one time, he said, you're always seeking to hear or to tell some new thing. We're not telling some new thing. These are things that have been around since the beginning of the church. And as we get into this, I want you to take notes on this and really begin to think about your healing and those around you. And we're going to put this up on the screen. If you can make a donation to help us out and to help us continue this ministry, the information is on the screen. Go to www.pastorvancemansfield.com and please make a donation. Now, I want to get into the keys. The number one thing that I think you have got to do is you have got to destroy your sacred cows. You have, like I said yesterday, it's like cow tipping, what I used to call going cow tipping. Those of you from the country will understand that phrase. Those of you from the bigger city that have never been around it, you probably won't. In the country, what they would do is cows would sleep standing up, and then what they would call cow tipping is while they were asleep, they would go push them over. So, you know, they would be standing there asleep and then somebody would go shove them over and then they'd wake up, you know. So that was cow tipping. But my version of cow tipping is knocking over your sacred cows of religion. I think the number two, probably in my opinion, the number two most important thing about understanding healing is recognizing your sickness or your disease as an enemy. You've got to recognize it as an enemy. Now, I know a lot of people that believe that God put that sickness on you, that God caused you to be sick. Let me tell you something. God does not have to use things that are opposing to what he died for to bring about his will. He doesn't have to do that. Nor does he do that. Because that would simply conflict his own word. By his stripes you were healed. He doesn't have to make you sick so that he can heal you. I'm going to say that again. He does not have to make you sick just so he can heal you. All sickness is an enemy. All sickness is an enemy. I don't care if it's a cold or if it's cancer. All sickness is an enemy. I have stood on that from the beginning. And I have seen it to be true every time. Now, once you recognize that all sickness is an enemy, let's take those of you that we were talking about yesterday. If you've come back for this part, if you didn't, then just stay there sick, I guess. But if you came back, I'm glad that you did. I'm glad that you didn't get offended, because that's not my goal. I'm not intending to offend anyone. My purpose is sometimes I will purposely try to rub you the wrong way just to get your attention. And this right here is the reason why. When you get fed up with being sick, you'll stop being sick. You've got to get fed up with being sick. I used to tell people you need to get sick of being sick. But, you know, that's kind of some people took that kind of weird. So I quit saying that. You got to get fed up with it. So if you're sitting there sick and dying, now I understand that some people like their sickness because they get a lot of attention out of it. If you're one of the people that get attention out of it and you enjoy that, then you're just going to remain that way. All right, there's nothing I can say to help you. But if you're one of those people that don't actually want to be sick, you just don't know what to do. It kind of starts with being fed up with being sick. See, I have learned this in my own life. I would tolerate certain pains and different things that would come upon me. Now see, you heard me yesterday say that I live in divine health. That doesn't mean I don't get attacked. That just means that it doesn't belong here. It cannot stay here. Now, as far as what people would call sickness, I have not faced that in a long time. I have not faced that since I was young, a child. Okay, but I have dealt with certain pains and attacks in my body that have absolutely tried to take me out. And I would deal with some of this. I'd break a bone. It would be my own ignorance. I would break a bone. And I would deal with that for a while. And then when I got fed up with it, like that fast, it had to go. And it literally worked about that fast when I got fed up with it. So I think that's part of the very beginning of working a healing. Okay. Get rid of everything you think about sickness and disease. All right, all this that it's got to be, it's just the way of life, it's part of it, we're just in the old flesh. Get rid of all that junk, okay? And then you've got to address it, and you've got to see it as an enemy. You've got to make it a person, really, because it is a spirit, and that spirit usually was a person at one time anyway. So see it as a person. Okay, and then you got to get fed up with it. And when you get fed up with it, then you can start to venture into working a healing. Now, it's sounding more complicated than it really is. I just want to make sure that every one of you understand what I'm saying. That's why I'm kind of taking my time and going slow with this. I used to teach this for years, and people never got a hold of it. So, I want to make sure that you all get a hold of it. Treat all sickness the same. Okay? There's no difference. If it's a headache or if it's cancer, it's the same. There's no difference between it. And I know I've seen this with my own eyes. When people are diagnosed with cancer, it's the end of the world. Like all hope leaves and there's no hope and it's over with. So what do? They just lay there and die. What does their family do? They sit and grieve them to death. They sit and cry on them and grieve them to death. That's what they do. Why? Because when they hear the word cancer, it's the end of the world. But if the same people that were sick told the same people, the same family, they had a headache, it wouldn't be that way. Some of them would pray for them. Some of them would give them a Tylenol. Okay? That's just the nature of it. So you've got to treat it all as though it's the same sickness. There's no difference between a headache and cancer. They're both an enemy. Listen, if I get a headache right now, I'm not going to be able to function. I'm not going to be able to think. I'm not going to be able to do this broadcast. You've got to get to the place where everything is the same. It's either for you or against you. And what the Bible say, if God is for us, who can be against us? And you say, well, who? We're dealing with a what? No, we're dealing with a who. I told you. You have got to look at it as though it's a person. Now, there have been people all over the country that I have prayed for. And they have never met me before until that service. And they would come up and ask for prayer and I would pray for them. And sometimes I would get a little, aggressive with their problem. I wouldn't hit them. I wouldn't jerk them around. I didn't do stuff like that, but I would get real stern, like real direct. And they thought that maybe I was about to be mean or angry with them. That's because I'm treating that sickness like a person. Okay. If that was your mother or your father or your sister, or your brother, or whoever the person is there, if that was your person there, you would want somebody to do everything they could, right? Sure. Now, here's a way to look at this. Now, it won't work for all of you. This is my personal thing, or it was my personal thing. I've overcome that now, and I handle it different, but this was my personal thing. Let's say that's your mother there. And let's say that that sickness is someone that just broke into your mother's house. That's an intruder that just came in and is getting ready to try to kill her. Are you going to stand there and cry? Or are you going to pick up a knife and stab him? Are you going to draw your weapon and squeeze the trigger? Are you going to fight? You're going to do anything you can do to stop that intruder from killing you and your family. That's what you're going to do. I have never heard of anyone that will just lay down and die for no cause because somebody broke into their house to kill them and to rob them. That's what the sickness is. It's an intruder that's there to do damage. It broke into your house, this mansion, to rob you and to kill you. Okay, you want the scripture? For the thief cometh but to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, but I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. That you might have Zoe and you might have it more abundantly. Well, you can't have vitality if you're sick. You can't have vitality if you're laid up in a bed dying. That is not vitality. That is not what Jesus gave you. Okay? So you've got to view it like that. Sometimes I still view it that way. I just don't shoot it. Okay? I stab it. I know when I said pick up a knife and stab him, you guys got nervous. Let me explain that. The word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, cutting asunder the dividing of the soul and the spirit and the joint and the marrow. Okay, it was typed as a sword. He had a sword in his hand, which was the word. Okay? That's what you stab it with. You stab him with the word. What word? The word of God. Now, we've got a long way to go. I'm going to try to wrap this up in the next broadcast, but I'm going to have to move a little faster through this, but I want to explain something to you. Why is it that you can sit there and quote scripture at a sickness and the sickness never leaves? Why is it you can lay there sick going, by his stripes I am healed, by his stripes I am healed. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of my peace was upon him, and by his stripes I am healed. Why can you quote all this and it never work? Why can you say that he has come to give us life and give it to us more abundantly and not have life? How can we sit there and quote these scriptures day in and day out, night in and night out, and it never work? That's another question that was asked, and I'm going to answer it right now. Because we don't believe them. Don't scream at me. Listen, I'm telling you. You don't believe them. If you believed them, they would work for you. And I know that some of you are sitting there going, I believe this. Who are you to tell me? Let me explain. If you believe it, you are it. See, this is all part of the oneness of God. Jesus said, I and my Father are one. But he also said, I do nothing unless I see my Father in heaven do it, right? Then he said, you shall be one with us even as we are one. And we do nothing unless we see our Father in heaven do it. Do you believe that? Okay, you believe that. Tell me what you saw God do. See? Then you go over the scripture, no man has seen God at any time. So what is all that? See, that's the problem. When there's confusion, there's doubt. When there's doubt, there's total unbelief, and then you can't believe the scripture. You believe the Bible says it. You believe that Jesus spoke it. You believe it's real for them or someone else. You don't believe it for you. That's the problem. You've got to get to the place where this is real inside of you. You are one with those scriptures. How can you see your Father in heaven do it when the Bible said no man has seen God at any time? Or how could they, at least up to that point, because it's called the following of the leading of the Spirit. Those that follow after the Spirit of God, they are called the sons of God. And the sons of God sinneth not. Why? Because the Spirit will never lead you into a place where you miss the mark. It can't. How in the world could the Spirit of God lead you to a place where you miss the Spirit of God? You're following it. You're one with it. You're part of it. You are it. It's you. He went on to say you'll be one with each other. So if you break your finger, what part of your body suffers? Some of you just said, well, your hand, your finger. Your whole body suffers because you're going to baby that. What if you broke your toe? You're going to gimp around. You can't lift so much because you need the weight down on that foot. You see what I'm saying? Your whole body suffers. What if you have a concussion? Your whole body suffers. What if you just got knocked out. You were hit in the head, but your whole body, you see what I'm saying? The whole body suffers. The entirety of it. That's why it's important to understand that we're one with each other and we're one with Him. And not just one with Him, but we are Him. So if there's a problem in the whole body suffers. And we don't appreciate the whole body. We're too selfish. Now, be sure to tune in tomorrow. I'm nowhere near done. We've got to finish this. This is getting ready to really, really unlock some things for you. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same place. Listen to this message as we go off the air.
Thank you for tuning in to this broadcast. We pray it has been a blessing to you all. Do not forget to like us and follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Be sure to check out our podcast titled Faith Over Fear with Pastor Vance Mansfield on all of your favorite stations. If you are not a partner yet and you would like to join this mighty move of God across the nations, go now to our website, PastorVanceMansfield.com, to create a special partnership with the work of God's kingdom. And you can write to us, making your checks payable to the Vance Mansfield Ministries Outreach Church, P.O. Box 8882, Fort Worth, Texas, 76124. And remember, it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.